Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support. We're live from Studio A right now. It's Grupo Fantasma. So we're excited to have the guys here today. And we'll hear about the new CD coming out. I believe they've got one in the works.
We have one that's done.
Oh, it's done.
Yeah. We are currently negotiating label stuff to get it out. So hopefully this year.
Gotcha. Well, we'll hear more about that after this first song. What are you going to start us off with?
This song is called Otoño, and it's off the new record.
Fantasma, live from Studio A, and it's a brand new song.
That is a brand new song, yeah.
Is it safe to say it's a radio debut, or have you already performed this on the radio somewhere else?
You know, I don't remember. It may be a radio debut.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we just rearranged it for you.
Yeah, and it's the follow-up to their Grammy Award-winning album, El Existencial.
Existential.
Existential.
Yeah. Oh, it's Spanglish.
Spanglish, all right. Yeah. There we go. And their new one's going to be out, produced by Steve Berlin, right, of Los Lobos?
That's correct.
And tell us a little bit about this new one and when you can expect it.
Hopefully, we're planning on, or hoping things come together for the fall. But yeah, we recorded this record with Steve Berlin last fall and worked on it all the way through a little bit of the beginning of the year. But just an honor. It was our first time working with an outside producer. It was great. You know, Steve was awesome. And he was somebody who knew how to kind of pull all these influences and sounds together into one, you know, with all his experience. So it was a great thing for us.
Yeah, yeah. And it's going to be a great night of Latin funk music over at Stewart's Opera House. Grupo Fantasma and Bomba Estéreo. That is in Nelsonville, Ohio. Stewart'sOperaHouse.org is the website for all the details there. And we'll have some tickets to give away, as I mentioned before, after the session today. They've got a couple more for us. And the group, based out of Austin, Texas, formed back in 2000. Did it start out with 10 members, or give us the skinny?
I think it started out with about 7. It was a loose collective at first, and we just kind of picked up deviants on the way. People just kind of just showed up and started playing and never left, But we've been a steady 10-piece band for years now.
And Adrian's speaking with us right now.
Yes, I'm the guitarist.
And we'll get an introduction after this next song that they do. Is this another brand new one?
This one's called That Night.
All right.
Digo yo, no me pude contener. Aunque traté, yo traté de controlarme, sí. No acabó muy bien, que digamos. Cada vez que salgo a defenderla, siempre sale muy mal. ¿Y para qué yo continúo así, si no vale la pena? Funeral.
That's Grupo Fantasma with another brand new song live from Studio A. And they'll perform tonight over at Stewart's Opera House in Nelsonville, Ohio with Bomba Estéreo. And we'll have some tickets to give away after this next song that they're going to do. Be on the lookout for their brand new one produced by Steve Berlin of Los Lobos. And you guys have been all over the place, the Netherlands, you know, you can name, well, we could name them all today, but it must feel good to get yourself out there and get to see the world with doing what you love.
Yeah, that's definitely, it's, you know, kind of a humbling thing to be able to take your music out there and travel the world and do that, you know. So we keep working hard. It's also a lot of hard work,
yeah,
but, you
absolutely.
Know, but sometimes it pays off when you get to, like I said, as you get to travel and do stuff like that.
Yeah, and tell about, you also went over to entertain the troops. Tell us about those two.
Yeah, we've done that
times.
Twice, actually. Yeah, we went under two presidents. We went under Bush and under Obama. So, yeah, it was something that when it was brought up to us, we weren't quite sure how we felt about it, you know, as not being supporters of the war. But the more we talked about it internally and, you know, realized that it was bigger than that. It was about people and about the people that are over there and the situation they were in. So we decided to do it the first time, and it was super rewarding.
Yeah.
Just a great experience. Some of the most, you know, just truly just grateful audiences we've ever played for, and it was just a great experience all around. So we decided to do it a second time.
Yeah. Sure, it was very, very moving.
Oh, and, yeah, for sure.
Thanks for doing that, guys. Yeah. That's really, really cool of you. And tell us about the Prince times that you've been the backing band. Folks, I'm sure, want to hear about your time with Prince.
Similar to that, we weren't sure how we felt about it at first. You know, we kind of had to discuss that internally. It was like, is this guy for real? No, but we honestly, obviously, that was a major thing for us too. We did that for a few years. We sent them our live record, I don't know how many years ago, and he had a club in Las Vegas, and he heard it. He gave us a night. He made us a house band there, and then next thing you know, we're, you know, playing parties with him and backing him, and did that for a few years. And obviously, that was, you know, a huge growth period for the band, musically and just, you know, all around. But obviously, you know, what can you say about him?
It's
hasn't
Prince,
been said,
you know, yeah. And another great experience. And we're having one here today. So we want to thank you all very much for being here, and love what you do. And Adrian, who's speaking for the band today, Adrian Casado on guitar. And will you do a brief introduction of all the guys today?
I will. I'll start over here. First is Sweet Lou on the congas.
Welcome.
John Spies on the drums.
Very nice to have you.
Greg Gonzalez on bass. Sitting in for our good friend Gilbert Elorriaga, who could not make this run, we have special guest Michael Ray on trumpet.
Yay.
We have Speedy Gonzalez on trombone. Josh Levy on the baritone saxophone. Beto Martinez on guitar. Jose Galeano on timbales and vocals. And Kino Esparza also on percussion and vocals.
Very nice. Great to have you all today. Thank you so much for loading in everything and taking the time to entertain us this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. WCBE celebrating Public Radio Music Month, and live in Studio A, it's Grupo Fantasma. They're going to take us out with this last one, and then we'll do that ticket giveaway for the show tonight.
That's right. And this tune is called Mulatto, and it's a brand new one on this new record also.
Sacude, sacude. En la casa más. Oye, mulato, mulato nocturnal. Hey, you mulato, mulato en la casa más. Oye, mulato, mulato nocturnal. ¿Dónde vas? Buscando el trasero. ¿Dónde vas? Detrás del tesoro. ¿Con quién vas? Detrás de los placeres. Oye, mulato, mulato nocturna.
mulato, mulato nocturnal. Hey you mulato, mulato en acatamal. Oye mulato, mulato nocturnal. ¿Dónde vas buscando el tesoro? ¿Dónde vas buscando el placer? ¿Con quién vas detrás de los placeres?
Que sigas bailando,
ponte, ponte de pie,
en un pie te digo yo,
ponte, ponte de pie,
ay qué lindo que sigas bailando,
ponte, ponte de pie.
¡Suscríbete!